This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain future quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 457.5, up 9.5. May corn, 463.5, up 9. July corn, 467.5, up 9. March soybeans, 14.14 1/4, up 20 3/4. May soybeans, 14.14, up 24. July soybeans, 13.85 1/4, up 18.5. March wheat, 5.99, up 16 3/4. May wheat, 6.02 1/4, up 13. July wheat, 6.08 1/4, up 12.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. Wheat posted gains on the return of the polar vortex and the low temps that will affect planted wheat. Soybeans advanced behind good export demand and continuing tight old crop supplies. Corn had substantial gains on weather problems in South America, reducing their corn harvest. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 12 cents higher at 433 to 454. Soybean bids were 15 to 26 cents higher at 1364 to 1402. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 430 to 458, and soybean bids were 7 to 20 cents higher at 1375 to 1416. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 7 cents higher at 435 to 460. Soybean bids were 17 to 20 cents higher at 1393 to 1419. Wheat bids were 17 to 18 cents higher at 577 to 634. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 21 to 24 cents higher at 1419 to 1439. The basis was 5 to 25 over the May. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was $4.92.90 to $5.12.90 per ton, and that was $3.90 higher, with the basis steady at 25 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 7 to 10 cents higher at 453 to 460. The basis was 11 under to 2 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 10 to 12 cents higher at 451 to 457, with the basis steady to 2 higher at 7 under to option the March. Soybeans were 23 cents higher at 1406 to 1413, with the basis 2 higher at 8 to 1 under the March. New crop wheat prices were 13 cents higher at 583 to 587. The basis was steady at 21 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents higher at 466 to 475. These elevators raised their soybean prices 20 to 21 cents with quotations of 1420 to 1435. Soft wheat closed 16 to 17 cents higher at 628 to 629, and Milo ended the day 10 cents higher at 532 to 533. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 431 to 447. Soybeans were 1129 to 1158. In the central part of the state, corn was 432 to 447, and soybeans were 1132 to 1158. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 432 to 452, and soybeans 1130 to 1175. Wheat was 556 to 599. That concludes the report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $151.95, up $1.90. April live cattle, $144.97, up 52 cents. June live cattle, $134.20, no change. March feeder cattle, $171.70, down 12 cents. April feeder cattle, $173.07, down 32 cents. May feeder cattle, $173.70, down 27 cents. April lean hogs, $106.85, up $3. May lean hogs, $111.40, up $2.15. June lean hogs, $112.22, up $2.30. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 28th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $2.65 higher in a range of $95.27 to $102, with a weighted average carcass price of $98.02. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a little higher with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 65. 4 to 5 weights were 61 to 70. 5 to 550 weights were 64 to 71. And 550 and up, 65 to 72. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were $2 to $4 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from 65 to 72. Receipts today for Illinois hogs totaled 18,782 head. And now with a report from the Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, February 27th, they had receipts of 225 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, twos and threes, they were 146.50 to 150. Select and choice steers were 138 to 144.50. Choice Holstein steers, 127 to 136.50. Select and choice Holstein steers were 122 to 124.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 144.75 to 150. On to the slaughter cows. Breakers were 91 to 97. Boners were 89 to 97. And leans were 71 to 74. They also had some slaughter bulls. Heavy weights were bringing 108.50 to 112. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis was 148 to 151, and on a dress basis traded at 240. Heifers on a live basis traded at 150, and on a dress basis 240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 272 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 105.11, and that was 221 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 225.33, and that was 392 higher, with select carcasses at 223.12. And that was 412 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000 compared to 100,000 for last week and 108,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000. That compared to 377,000 last week and 420,000 a year ago. Now the report from Reels Hay Auction at Congerville for February 26th. They had receipts of 3,698 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality. Small squares were $5 to $8 a bale, and large squares were $50 to $57.50. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality. Small squares $4.25 to $6.50. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality. Small squares $2.10. to 270, and the large squares 37.50. Clover, good quality large rounds, $20 a bale. And orchard grass clover mix, average quality or good quality small squares were 250 to 325. Orchard grass premium quality small squares 575. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, 150 to 575 a bale. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, $3 to $4.30 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Russia's Food Health Safety Group says it will lift the ban on imports of pork from the United States on March 10th. National Pork Producers Council President Randy Sprunk says it's good news the market is reopening.
We lost that market some time back, and so it's good news that they're going to open it back up. We do feel that some of the trade barriers that they put in place weren't correct, and so we basically had kind of ignored that market. But so it's good enough that they realized that they needed to open it back up.
Russian officials say U.S. exporters can start sending pork into their country on the condition they don't use ractopamine in production. That product has already been deemed safe by world health standards. Spronk says even with that restriction, it helps that the market is reopening.
There are some producers that can meet that market requirement, and so if they so choose, I think that's up to them. And so it's one of the things that it's a technology that, you know, we would like to have available as producers to be able to make that decision. And so obviously I think from the point of Russia, you know, opening back up, that, you know, there's some supply issues within their own country, so they realize that they need to import more product.
The Russian ban of U.S. pork was put on February 1st of last year and cited use of ractopamine as a reason for that action. Ractopamine is a feed additive used to promote leanness in animals raised for their meat. It is also banned in the European Union and China. These reopened channels come as those in the swine industry become more concerned about lower hog numbers due to PEDV and potential trade sanctions because of the issues they are having currently with Ukraine. This last week at Commodity Classic, Corn Congress met and discussed different issues affecting corn growers. One of those is the breakdown of various farming units as to what is insurable or not in the crop insurance program in the new farm bill.
The way the rules currently are, you can insure the farm crop as a total unit, or you can break it down by section. In some areas of the country where fields are partially irrigated, or one field is irrigated and the one beside it isn't, and yet they're all in the same section, it really doesn't cover the yields, etc., the way some of the intent was made. So there was a resolution that was passed today after quite a bit of discussion to break that down into FSA tract numbers as opposed to sections.
By doing it that way, Long says the crop will be insured and managed. Buyer interest resulted in record highs at the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale on the state fairgrounds in Springfield. One of the organizers thinks that it is in large part because of the quality of bulls on the auction block this year. University of Illinois Extension beef specialist Travis Mateer.
The sale ended up with the highest average in sale history. Selling 51 bulls that averaged 38.40. Very pleased. The high selling bull was an Angus bull consigned by Bud Hobbs that sold for $9,000. The high selling Simmental bull was consigned by Bob Fitzpatrick and sold for $7,000.
With the price of beef right now, many beef farmers are looking to do what they can to take advantage of the high numbers, which also contributed to more interest in the bull sale. The sale is held annually in conjunction with the Illinois Beef Expo. Part of the process is to incorporate college students into the workings of the auction. Mateer, who works at the University of Illinois Orr Beef Research Center, puts students from John Wood Community College to the task. The beef educator says the students help process the bulls for the sale and in return have face-to-face contact with some of the top performance bull breeders in the state.
You know, with our research center located just adjacent to the John Wood Ag Center campus, there's a lot of interaction between those John Wood students and the University of Illinois. And so I think this is their help at the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale is just in addition to some of the relationship that's already formed there. And certainly we hope that those students continue to pursue an education if they feel that's what's best suit for their career choice. And we hope that University of Illinois would be the choice for them in that avenue.
Again, that was Travis Mateer, Illinois Extension beef specialist. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.